What if the key to helping a child with autism isn't forcing them to conform to our world, but first entering theirs? This revolutionary idea transformed Ron Kaufman from a nonverbal child with severe autism into a Brown University graduate with no trace of his former condition. Diagnosed with an IQ below 30 and given zero chance of meaningful recovery by specialists, Ron's parents refused this prognosis. Instead, they developed an approach that would eventually help thousands of children worldwide. Their method, now called the Sunrise Program, turns conventional wisdom on its head. Rather than trying to eliminate inappropriate behaviors, they began by joining their child exactly where he was. When Ron was diagnosed, he spent hours spinning plates, flapping his hands, and avoiding eye contact. Rather than stopping these behaviors, his mother did something radical. She joined him. When he spun plates, she spun plates beside him. When he rocked, she rocked too. This wasn't reinforcing bad behaviors, as many professionals warned. It was building a bridge of trust. Think about it. Have you ever felt misunderstood by someone who kept trying to change you before they understood you? Children with autism face sensory overload that neurotypical people can't imagine. Their repetitive behaviors aren't problems to fix, but solutions they've created. Spinning objects or flapping hands helps them focus on one thing to tune out sensory bombardment, like meditation, while creating predictability in a chaotic world. By joining these activities, we communicate, "I see you. Your world has value. I'll meet you where you are before asking you to come to me." This builds the foundation for all future progress. The more parents joined Ron, the more he began looking at them, paying attention, and eventually becoming less interested in the repetitive behaviors themselves. Traditional approaches rely on rewards to shape behavior. Look at me, and you'll get this toy. This teaches children that human interaction is something unpleasant to endure for prizes. The Sunrise Program instead works with a child's natural interests and motivations. The key is recognizing red lights and green lights. When a child avoids eye contact or engages in repetitive behaviors, they're giving a red light. They're not receptive to learning. Instead, wait for green lights, moments when they're looking at you and responsive. It's like trying to teach someone wearing noise-canceling headphones and sunglasses. They're physically present but unavailable to learn. The three-step approach is, first, join your child until they engage with you. Second, invite them to participate in an activity based on their interests. Third, maintain that engagement or add one learning element. This creates willing participants rather than compliant performers. A child who learns through motivation genuinely masters skills, while one who learns through rewards often performs robotically without true understanding. "But I'm not creative enough to come up with activities." Many parents voice this concern when first learning the Sunrise approach. The truth is, creativity isn't a special talent some people have and others don't. It's an inherent human quality that gets blocked by self-doubt, excessive censoring, and perfectionism. Two simple techniques can unlock endless possibilities. First, the add one thing approach. Rather than creating brand new activities, simply modify existing ones. If your child enjoys chase games, add the requirement that they must say chase periodically, or create moments where you freeze until they tag you. Second, the anything can be anything technique. A water bottle can become a rocket ship, telescope, or telephone in play. This flexibility creates endless variations that maintain interest while introducing new learning elements. What makes these activities work isn't their complexity, but your energy and enthusiasm. Children with autism, like all children, are drawn to excitement, animation, and genuine joy. When you bring these qualities to interactions, using varied vocal tones, animated expressions, and playful movements, you make social connection compelling and rewarding. The Sunrise Program builds on four fundamental areas: eye contact, verbal communication, interactive attention span, and flexibility. Each develops through five progressive stages. Eye contact serves as the gateway to social learning. When children look at faces, they absorb language, read emotions, and develop nonverbal understanding. Rather than demanding compliance, the program makes eye contact enjoyable so children engage willingly. For verbal communication, the focus shifts to language connected to children's interests. The communication ladder outlines 7 steps from crying/pushing to conversations, with each step building on the previous one. Interactive attention span, how long a child stays engaged with another person, might initially be seconds but can grow significantly. This creates a positive cycle. Longer engagement builds interest in others, further extending interaction time. Flexibility, often overlooked traditionally, is crucial for real-world functioning. While many programs emphasize structure and schedules, this reinforces rigid thinking patterns common in autism. By gradually introducing change within supportive interactions, children develop essential adaptability for everyday life. When working with autistic children, our instinct is to maintain control, directing activities, enforcing schedules, and insisting on compliance. Counterintuitively, the Sunrise program advocates temporarily giving more control to your child. Consider times when you felt overwhelmed, during major life changes or crises. You likely sought control over small things, becoming more rigid about routines or preferences. This natural response is amplified for children with autism, who constantly face a world that feels unpredictable and overwhelming. Trying to break controlling behavior by asserting our own control actually increases rigidity. Like a knotted rope that tightens when pulled, control issues loosen only when given slack. By giving your child more control, you demonstrate that your world offers security and autonomy, not coercion and demands. This doesn't mean abandoning structure or goals. Rather, it means temporarily prioritizing connection over specific objectives when they create power struggles. Once trust and relationship are established, children become far more receptive to guidance and learning. Children with autism move along the exclusive interactive continuum, sometimes deeply absorbed in their own world and other times engaged with others. The Sunrise program offers a simple ABC framework for responding to these shifts. Assess. Observe where your child is on the continuum. Are they giving red lights, avoiding eye contact, repetitive movements, or green lights, making eye contact, communicating? Bond. When seeing red lights, focus on joining and connection through parallel play without demands. Challenge. When observing green lights, introduce teaching moments calibrated to their current capabilities. This approach helps parents become expert observers of their child's signals, creating a dynamic relationship that supports growth. Rather than following rigid protocols, you learn to respond to your child's changing states, building trust when they're withdrawn, and gently stretching capabilities when they're engaged. By minimizing sensory overload, responding consistently to challenging behaviors, and maintaining acceptance without judgment, you create conditions where breakthrough becomes possible. Remember, Ron's journey from severe autism to recovery began with his parents' willingness to enter his world first, believing he could eventually join theirs.